It wasn't supposed to be a tourist attraction, but today it keeps a steady stream of cars stopping across the street from Linda Clover's business. She can tell you all about the record-breaking achievement in this town of under 500 people. What's more, she'll help you add to the record breaker as well. We'll have a ball on today's edition of the American Countryside. Planting season is just around the corner now, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you of my friends at Wilcross. It's the brand we've used on our farm for over two decades. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities. You can get the details by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. Of course, if you're a corn grower, keep in mind my friends at AgriGold, the corn specialist. When all you do is corn, you can look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. To find out more about the new giant hybrids that are standing out in yield trials, go to AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer, and always remember to follow all label directions. It all began with a farmer named Frank Stober.
In 1953, a man had lots of twine in his barn, and he decided to roll it into a ball, and it got pretty big. He was a farmer. He had no intentions of trying to set any kind of any records. He just simply saved his twine, and his neighbors saw it, and they started bringing their twine.
Linda Clover says Frank Stober moved his ball of twine into the nearby town of Cocker City. At that point, it weighed about 7,000 pounds. It's grown much since then.
Now it weighs 19,799 pounds. And as near as I can guess, because I weigh the bits that go on, then it also has 8,063,330 feet of twine.
That's over 1,500 miles of twine in a ball that has a circumference of over 40 feet, and it's still growing.
Ours is everyone's ball, because when we let people come, we let them add twine, and that's why it keeps getting larger. It's just more fun to have interaction with seeing something than to just stand and look at it.
Linda is known as the belle of the ball. If you call ahead, she'll probably give you some twine so you can add to the record.
The third weekend in August, on the Friday night, we always have what we call a twine-a-thon, and we wrap twine.
It's out of the way for most folks to get to this town, but they do. People literally from all around the world stopping in this small town to add their twine to the giant ball. Traveling the countryside in Cocker City, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.